just minding my own business watching the game the other night and between periods, and there you are between the first and second periods with Potash. How the hell did you keep a straight face for at least most of it when you had, like, he's asking you, you know, serious hockey questions about the flow of the game, and did you not look at him? How did you handle that?
I've been fortunate to get a couple of those with him when he's kind of dressed up like that. So, but yeah, he kind of amazes you every time with his outfits and what he wears, so it's pretty cool. But I think in that moment, he's just worried about the game, and I'm going to have a little fun with him before and after, but I think it's during the game, it's fine.
Well, you did kind of zing him there at the end. And but is that true? Because you mentioned something about, because he mentioned you during warm-ups, and then you kind of indicated that you really didn't know that that was Potash when you looked over on the bench?
Well, I heard about his outfit, but I didn't really know what to expect with him. But, you know, he kind of does amazing on those nights where he dresses up and what he can come up with. So, different kind of music in warm-ups, but I thought it was pretty good.
You really do like 80s music.
Yeah, it was good during warm-ups, I thought. There were some good old jams that were good.
So that would be like me, born in the 50s, liking music in the 40s, right? Which I actually kind of do.
I guess so, yeah.
It's all a matter of generations. And maybe you have to be like a not such a good interview with Potash, and then he'll have to go. I think he should interview Kessel, quite honestly, when he's in one of those get-ups.
Yeah, I don't know what he'd be. I don't think Phil would, I don't know what happened there.